Here we are.
Oh my gosh.
Hello. Welcome back to Boba Babes. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Anna.
Yep. Because we should probably be doing introductions like each episode. I don't think we did it last time.
I mean, they should know this by now.
Yeah. Practice makes perfect.
Thanks.
Whoa. Practice makes perfect, my friend. I got there. This is our second session filming time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a hot minute since we've done this.
It's been a little bit.
Yeah, it's a bit like, oh, we're back in like the rocky areas. I don't know. it feels good to be back.
It does
to say
feel
the
good
least.
To be back. Yes.
I really want to talk about what we have in front of us today because I just love
Are
looking
you just
at
happy?
This thing. Look, okay. The boba that we got is from, I keep calling, I think it's called T-Bar. It's a capital T and then a capital B, two A's, and then R. So I think it's T-Bar, but I keep saying T-Bar.
I think it's T-Bar.
Yeah, I know, but just T-Bar.
T-Bar.
I'm just going to get right into presentation because I really can't wait to talk about this. It's so cute. I thought that you couldn't beat like a curved cup and whatever, but this is it looks like a coffee cup. It looks like a Starbucks cup.
Ooh.
And it has a matte finish.
Yes, ma'am.
It has a matte
finish. Live for a matte finish.
It's just so cute.
She's just having fun.
It's really adorable. And when I was picking it up, I was really like shocked.
Yeah.
I know I just had to say, like, oh, thank you, bye. But I was just kind of like, I wanted to say something, but I thought it would be really awkward.
What flavor did you get this time, Elizabeth?
I was going to try to be all, like, fun and creative and get something, like, new and interesting. But they didn't really have a lot of stuff that really stood out to me.
Oh.
So I just got an oolong milk tea instead of just, like, a normal black tea.
Love it.
Yeah. And what about you?
I got just a normal classic black tea.
Yeah, we switched roles.
Switching it up.
Yeah. Do you want to get into it?
Are you ready to take
a
sip?
I'm ready.
Okay, queen.
Okay. Here we go. 1 second.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Wow.
Whoa, okay. That's different. I'm saying that like it's bad. It's not. The boba is so tiny.
They're quite small.
They're so little. That's so interesting.
Does yours taste like cinnamon?
Not really. That's
okay.
Not the flavor that I would go with. Is that a bad thing to you?
No. I just don't know what I would describe that as.
Oh.
Like, it tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Really?
A little bit.
Whoa. Huh. I mean, they had this, like, flavor that was a brown sugar, like, milk black tea or something. That's not what I ordered, but maybe it was, like, I don't know, integrated somehow?
No, it just says bubble milk black tea.
Oh. Well.
So you should be fine.
I don't know. I'm not saying it's not me that this is a you thing. Wow,
interesting.
It's really interesting seeing your reaction to it because you're very like pensive. Sorry, what you are? You're very pensive. Okay, and you went in for multiple sips. So, while we marinate over that, let's talk about, I don't know, it's been like exactly a week since Halloween weekend started for many of us. But hey, let's do a little catch-up session. How was your Holo weekend, my friend?
My Holo weekend was pretty good. You know, Liz, we went through an amazing journey in the month of October where we tried to watch as many scary, Halloween-y, fall-y movies as we could. And I think we did a really good job.
Yeah, we did get busy, so we did not
Able to do every single night.
Sorry, that was boba still in my mouth. We did not watch, like, 31 movies, but I think we watched, like, 25, 26?
Yeah.
In the high 20s?
No big deal.
Yeah, it was really good. It was, you know, we watched a few of, like, classics that we've already seen before, which were all, like, the really fun ones. We got a nice nostalgia with, like, Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost, which, fun fact, because I didn't know, Tim Curry, the legendary actor who played Dr. Frankenfurter in Rocky Horror Picture Show and Pennywise in the original It.
And The Butler.
And The Butler in Clue the movie, one of my favorite movies. We also watched that. We also watched Rocky Horror and Clue in our whatever. But yeah, Tim Curry voices the professor guy, the writer guy, because I don't want to say any spoilers about the movie, even though it's so old. He voiced the writer guy who was related to the witch in question in The Witch's Ghost. And I didn't know that until we were watching the credits and it said Tim Curry. And I was like, hold the phone.
The drama.
My hero, my icon, Tim Curry voiced that? Wow.
Crazy.
No wonder. No wonder. I don't know. But yeah, we got some nostalgia there. I personally watched The Witches for the first time. And The Addams Family, actually. I never watched The Addams Family. I'm just thinking of, like, the classic non-scary movies that we watched, what I was new to.
The Witches is pretty scary.
Okay. The one, like, the transformation,
the transformation scene.
The fact that both the transformation from, like, the women into the witches and the transformation of the kids into the rats, that was terrifying. I think the rat transformation was even scarier.
It is scary.
It was so weird. And out of curiosity, we watched the trailer for the new The Witches movie that was, like, on HBO Max or something, starring Anne Hathaway. Or whatever. The transformation into the mice in that one is terrifying, dude. There was, like, this slow-mo thing where the kid was, like, launched into the air and he got, like, these lesions on his entire body that were, like, purple, and then they popped and then it turned into a rat face thing. That was so terrifying. And then adding the fact that it was CGI, I was like, that's so whack.
It was not good.
I was not vibing. That was scary.
No.
Yeah. And you saw some new stuff, right?
I did see some new stuff. I have the list right now.
Oh, that's good. That's probably wise.
Yeah. It was my first time seeing something. I'll just start with this. We watched The Shining, The Sixth Sense, what else do we watch? We watched Labyrinth. We watched Hereditary. We watched... Oh, last episode we talked about Hereditary. We don't need to go into more detail. What else? We watched Carrie, the original Carrie. Oh my god. Scream, Rocky Horror. I'm Thinking of Ending Things on Netflix.
That was interesting. Oh my god. That wrecked me, man.
Life ruined.
That's whack.
But yeah, honestly, I think my favorite movie that we watched was probably The Sixth Sense.
Really?
Yeah.
You had a very
I had a heart attack after that movie, to say experience. The least.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
I don't know how you achieved it, but you didn't know the twist.
I didn't know the twist.
I just don't know how that was even possible. Like, it was the first time that I saw it as well, but, like...
But living, she knew the twist.
You know, pop culture and living on the internet, you know what the twist is. I'm not going to say it just because, like, no, if spoilers. if you don't know it, or if you didn't know it, then I'm sure there are some people still out there that don't know it. But I was shocked, and I was about to, I remember, we were watching it, and you were asking a question about something pertaining to it, and then I was literally about to spoil it, and then I was like, wait a minute, if she knew what was happening, she wouldn't be asking this question. So I was like, do you not know what's going to happen? And you were like,
yeah,
no.
I didn't know.
I was like, oh my goodness, okay. Ugh. Then I just kept quiet, and can't my God, was it worth it, seeing your face at the end?
Stop.
It was so funny.
I no comment.
Yeah,
no
it was comment. Really, it was really good. It
I
was
can't
really
deal with
good,
that.
To say the least.
A movie that we watched that I thought was really interesting was The Invitation.
Oh, my
Do you
goodness.
Want to talk about that for
oh,
a little bit?
Goodness.
You can if you want to. You don't have to. But I just thought it was really interesting.
That was whack, dude. I mm-hmm. had no idea where we were going with that. Because it started off so slow.
Yes.
I was like, why are we watching this? What is going on?
And then all of a sudden, everything.
It was one of those movies where, you know, it was a slow burn until the last, like, 20 minutes, 15
Definitely.
Minutes. And then, like, the 20 minutes happened and you're like, okay, here we are. This is our journey. And then they throw one more thing on you and it's like, oh my gosh, this is so deep. What is this saying about the universe and,
exactly.
like, society? Because,
oh my God.
Damn. It feels weird not being able to, like, spoil
yeah, like,
it.
Talk about it.
I mean, I guess we could, but since
I think we should just talk about, like, the main premise.
Yeah.
And, like, the main plot.
Yeah.
Do you want me to
yeah.
give you a little?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a little taste. So basically, we follow this guy. I don't know his name. We follow this guy, and he gets invited to a dinner party that is being thrown by his ex-wife. So, you know, we show up to...
Oh, also, the ex-wife has a new...
Oh,
they
she
both
has
have
a new significant,
new significant
other.
Others.
Yeah. So we show up to this... the ex-wife's house, which is the house that he has lived in. He and his ex-wife have also had a child. Unfortunately, due to circumstance, the child has died, which is very upsetting.
Yeah. And, like, that was low-key why they broke up.
Yes.
I
because
think
they
is,
couldn't deal with it.
I don't
it.
Think this is that much of a spoiler
no,
to
I
say this.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah. No, so, we can say that. Yeah, they
no,
broke up because of the
yeah.
dead kid.
Anyway, which is upsetting. But anyway, so he gets to this house party, and from the first 5 minutes, you're just like, what is going on? Because everyone else has arrived, and,
no,
you know,
no, they're still missing one person.
I know, but everyone else has arrived. I'm doing air quotations if you were wondering.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Everyone who was invited who we knew was invited.
Yes.
Who are you talking about?
The boyfriend or the big guy? No, the boyfriend of that one, the boyfriend of the one girl. Because they were like, where is
we're
he?
We're going to have to
he's
cut
so
this
late.
In post. This is the most annoying.
What are you talking about?
This? I was going, wait a minute, what?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It shows our connection.
Okay,
I
queen.
I don't know.
So basically, they get to this dinner party. You're basically just learning about what their relationships are and who is closer to who.
All the while, the one, like, the guy of the ex-couple thing, who was invited,
the
you
main
know, he's,
character.
Like, breaking down.
Yes.
This man, he has, like, anger issues.
This poor
trauma,
man.
Trauma.
This poor man.
But then the ex-wife and her, like, new boyfriend, they are somewhere else. You know what I mean? Mentally-ish. I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know if we want to say that plot point. Do you know what I'm referring to? You don't.
They're aliens?
No.
Elizabeth?
No.
Oh, shoot. Wasn't supposed to give that away.
Okay. How about this? And then after that, it gets very weird.
And they play Never Have I Ever.
No, they say never have I ever, and then they say another name.
No, this I want, or I wish, or something along those lines. I want to.
And then
they just kind of say things that they want, and then they do it, or something. It was a little weird. It got really weird real quick.
I think we're giving a perfect.
Yeah, this is a really good description.
Perfect analysis description anyway, of this movie.
The reason why this movie was very, it stood out in the list was because, you know, we didn't really know what to think about it, and then it really grabbed our attention.
Very much so.
I'll just say that much.
Very much. Very much so.
Really recommend it if you need, you know, a drama to make yourself feel existential for a bit.
Very much so.
And then The Invitation.
Go watch it. It's on Netflix.
Yes, it is.
Very good.
You said your favorite. Well, I don't know what my favorite was.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of, like, the stuff that I saw for the first time. Because I don't think I should do something that I've seen before.
I mean, you can if you want to.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of different, like, factors that go into it. Okay, you know what? I think I'd say my favorite was probably Labyrinth. Just because of how absurd it was. Because I have wanted to see it for a really long time. Because, like, you know, it's Labyrinth. It's David Bowie. And he's a goblin king.
Mm-hmm.
And that's iconic, man. And I had no idea what the plot was before going into it. I just knew Bowie sang and was a goblin king, and there was, like, stairs that were upside down or something. I did not know that it was all that it was.
Mm-hmm.
My God. It was like Lord of the Rings on drugs.
Okay.
Kind of, you know. She goes on a journey in this magical land, and she meets people. And
Narnia? On drugs?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. It was so crazy. It was so insane to me. And I just thought it was a really good time. And I loved the dog in it. There was, like, that fox dude. And then he had the dog that he would, like, ride as, like, a little horse thing. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was the most adorable thing I've ever seen in my life.
So cute.
So, yeah, Labyrinth. Also, I just love that one song. It's, like, the one that Bowie sings.
The one
sings.
Where he throws the baby up in the air?
Yeah, the babe. God. It's like, yeah, the babe. The babe with the power. What power? The power of voodoo. Who do? You do. That's kind of all that I know about it. No, that's it. That's my knowledge of that song.
That was a good cover.
Thank you.
Very good.
Yeah. That's what I would say my favorite was.
Mm-hmm. Favorite new one?
Yeah. It's not new, but yeah.
I know, but one that you haven't watched before, basically. Yeah.
No, you know what? Come to Daddy. Man,
it's
you're
a good
forgetting
one.
About that. That was one that I found from a TikTok of, like, scary movies you should check out.
Ooh.
And Come to Daddy, it was made, like, last year or something, starring Elijah Wood, speaking of Lord of the Rings. And he is this, like, 30-year-old... Okay, if you've seen Schitt's Creek, which you should, but similar style that David has, so that vibe, you know, but more, like, casual, if that makes sense. Yeah, so he goes to visit his dad, who sent him a letter that he needed to visit him, and the dad lives in this house that's literally in the middle of nowhere. Like, he had to take a bus to the middle of the forest, and then he had to hike through the forest for seemingly a couple hours, and then he got to this beach, and there was this, like, big
beautiful house
thing there. Very weird, but he goes to visit him. He hasn't seen his dad since he was, like, 5 years old, and they start to, you know, get to know each other again, but then it goes so wrong so quickly,
and
I literally can't say anything beyond that because it ruins so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was so fun. I was so happy I found that movie.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that's also one of my favorites. Yeah, I just wanted to mention that.
Just thinking about that movie.
I know.
I'm an anxiety attack.
It
I'm
was
like, oh my
so
God.
Much. I loved it.
It is so many things.
Yeah. So yeah, Come to Daddy. It's a weird title, but such
it's
a good
really
time.
Good. It's on Amazon. Go watch
it. Yes, it is on Amazon Prime.
Go get in there.
Yeah. So those were our movies. Mm-hmm. What did we do night of?
That's what I was asking you.
We're on the same wavelength.
This is crazy. Yep,
that's what I was trying to say, and I couldn't say it.
It's okay.
I went reverse trick-or-treating around our building. Went on all of the floors. It was, oh my gosh. It was such a workout because I went with one of my friends, Zoe, and we took the stairs instead of going up the elevator.
Wow. Good on you, man.
I know.
You got to work for your candy.
Exactly.
I mean, I know you were giving the candy away, yeah. but I'm sure you had some left over, so I'm very glad about that.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then I came back to the dorm and I watched Halloween Town because I was feeling nostalgic.
Oh, yeah, and we skipped over that one.
Yeah.
It was on our list, but then we were both just like never feeling in the mood for it. I actually have never seen that one still.
We'll have to watch it.
Another year.
Anyway, Elizabeth, what did you do?
I went with one of my good friends, Miss Abby Anderson. Shout out. And a bunch of her friends from like one of her classes. And we went to this, it's like, I can't even remember what it was called, but it was kind of like a gourmet food court. Ooh. You know, it's like a space with a bunch of different like small stand type things.
Sounds
and then you
lovely.
Would go up to each area and like get what you want. And I got I got Italian. I got a cacio e pepe spaghetti.
Are you Italian?
I am half Italian. It was very peppery, but it was very good. And then I got an arugula salad, which is one of my favorite salads.
Yummy.
It's literally just arugula, lemon, and Parmesan cheese.
Oh, God.
It was so good.
That sounds incredible.
It's so good. And it's, like, not really on a lot of menus. And then I saw it, and I was like, this changes everything. So it was really good. And then I got this donut. It was this, like, brown butter hazelnut donut. It was so good. Anyway, yeah, and then we just kind of walked around. We went to one of the people in the group's apartment and played those Jackbox games for a bit. I was dressed up as Willy Wonka, like the Tim Burton movie.
Sexy Willy
version.
Wonka?
I mean, I wasn't going for it, to be honest. I was just kind of going for a
Willy Wonka.
A cute Willy Wonka, you know? Like a little cutesy, I guess. Yeah, it was really fun. We took so many pictures. It was very much a photo shoot night. What did you end up going as anything?
No.
That's so sad.
It is really upsetting because I was, you know, I was gonna dress up as an Among Us character.
I saw it, and it was so good.
But then I couldn't
good.
Breathe. So it was like, not good. I have this orange parka. It's very fluffy. Orange is not the color that I play in Among Us, but I just couldn't breathe in it. So it wouldn't have worked out. But that's all right.
I love how in each episode so far we have mentioned Among Us
What's
at least
Among
once.
Us, you may ask. Well,
no,
here
we've done this. We've been through this. But do we want to talk? All right. Among Us is that game that everyone has been playing. I think it's dying out ever so slowly.
Yeah, I don't think many people are playing it anymore.
It's very sad.
And like all the YouTube views have gone down. So yeah. It's like, next new thing.
Yeah, the trend is dying, which is very sad.
Kind of upsetting.
You will be missed. You're still kicking. Among Us is still kicking.
Yeah.
You just gave me stickers with Among Us.
I did.
Characters on it. It's very exciting. I love it so much. Yeah. So that was our Halloween weekend. And honestly, past that, it hasn't really been that... well, it has been pretty eventful, but where do we go from here, you know?
I don't even know. I think it's just a downhill.
Not necessarily.
Let's bring it up.
There's been good news.
I tried my first peppermint thing today.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, you mentioned that. Let's talk about that.
I got an iced, oh my God, I can't even remember.
Wow, it really made an impression on you.
You're right. I got an iced peppermint white chocolate, blah, 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 frappuccino, macchiato, whatever. Just a latte from Starbucks, and it changed my life. It just was so nice and refreshing. Oh, you liked it? Yeah, I don't know. It was just really weird to have peppermint already in November.
Right.
Because, like, in my house, we, being Europeans, we don't put on the Christmas music until December.
Same. I don't really do that.
It's so weird because everyone here, at least, is like, Christmas music now. And
yeah,
I'm like,
I don't really get it either. I mean, no, that before you all come for our heads, I support, you know, getting in that Christmas spirit ASAP, you know, I will do that as well.
I love capitalism.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just, you know, you are really making sure you get all of that drink.
Disappointed.
Okay, I mean, yeah, we can take that into consideration. But anyway, yeah, Christmas music, you love it, love to hear it. But I get tired of it kind of quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it's very, they all sound very similar. At least they do to me. Maybe I'm just a music snob, but they all sound pretty similar.
Queen. Yeah.
So, yeah, I like to hold off on it. If it's playing wherever I go and whatever, I'll vibe. Let's go, you know? Kelly Clarkson, what is that one? Baby, please come home, Christmas. Snow's coming down. I'm watching it fall. Yeah, that one. That one is probably one of my favorites. The Baby, please come home. That one's like one of my favorite Christmas songs. So I'll vibe to that one all the time.
What is that song called?
Is it Baby, Please Come Home?
Is it Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah.
Let me just check her.
The song is just called Kelly Clarkson? It's just, yeah, exactly. No, it is Kelly Clarkson. Or at least she sang that version, but I'm pretty sure that's hers.
Christmas songs. Well, all I know is that she sings a song. Nope, I don't even know if it's Kelly Clarkson. I'll be home for Christmas. Baby, it's cold outside.
No. I personally don't look Mariah Carey.
Stop it.
I get it. She's considered the queen of Christmas or whatever. She made this Stop TikTok. It. I'm going to talk about it. She made this TikTok on, what was it, on November 1st?
It was on Halloween.
Oh, it was on Halloween?
You don't even have to worry.
Oh, no. That's funny. It was on Halloween. If you haven't seen it, it was like, the camera walks through the door. She's like kneeling on this little snow
mound of thing. Snow.
And then there's a little tree and she's in like the Christmas onesie pajamas. And then she just goes, it's time. And then her song starts playing.
No.
And it's like, wow, here we are. I really don't know how to phrase this. Cause like, all I want for Christmas is you. That was the worst.
That was the worst
impression of that song I've ever done in my life. It's a great song. It reminds me of Love Actually, which is my favorite Christmas movie, because they sing it towards the end of it. The one little girl sings it, and baby Thomas Brody Sangster, the actor that doesn't age, is playing the drums, and he's in love with that girl, and then she like points at him when she does the high note, that one.
Yeah. Wow.
That just fills me with so much joy. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I don't really get the need to blast that song every second of December. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like,
I think it's very unfortunately, I think it's very unfortunate that that's like the song.
Yeah. There's so many other
ones.
There's
so many better songs. Like, I'm sorry, Mariah.
Yeah, me too.
If you listen to this, I'm sorry, Mariah.
Yeah, but, Mariah Carey, if you're listening.
You know, I just.
Yeah.
It's okay.
We're going to be marketed as the anti-Mariah Carey people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, therefore the Christmas haters, because exactly. we just diss the Queen of Christmas.
The song that you were referencing,
yes.
the Baby Please Come Home, it's just called Christmas.
Oh, it is?
And then in parentheses, it's Baby Please Come Home.
Okay, so I was half right.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love that song
so much. But
guess
what? When you search up the lyrics, guess whose name it's under? Mariah Carey.
No.
We're done.
I'm done.
Mariah sings it?
I don't know. Everyone sings it.
Okay, I like the Kelly Clarkson version.
Okay, Queen.
I grew up with Kelly Clarkson. She's like...
You don't like the Little Mix version?
There's a Little Mix version.
Michael Bubble?
Shut up.
Michael Bublé?
Michael Bublé? I love Michael Bublé. I don't think I've listened to his version of that song.
I don't think I have either.
Michael Bublé.
Baby, wow. Please come home.
Michael Bublé. Oh my God.
I love that man so much.
Oh goodness.
What is that? Oh my God. There's this one song that...
Which one? Stop. I'm literally pulling him up right now.
Are you gonna play it?
Haven't met you yet?
Yes.
Yes. So good.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
So good.
Met you yet.
He's so good. There's also another song that's like...
Sorry, I was lost in my own world.
That was good. I like that.
I love that song so much. That is such a serotonin boost.
There's the... Have you heard Save the Last Dance for Me?
I don't know.
Go listen to that song. It's a good song.
Okay.
It's just a Michael Bublé song.
Okay. I don't know why I said it like that.
Yet. Oh my God. Sorry.
And on that note, do we want to start talking about
this? Yeah, let's start talking about this boba.
Okay. I know it's not really in order, but I really think this is, like, one of the best presentations
that we've been to.
I think this... It's so, like, unique. Cup and then the plastic filmy thing on the top. This is so different.
It looks
like a coffee cup.
Every other Boba Place in general.
But it's not. And it's so cute. And it's just... And then, you know me, when it's matte, I love it so much. To me, it gets a 5. Also, this little
heart thing.
Yeah, the heart thing. It's like that thing that you put on those hot drinks that
keep it hot
when you're not drinking from it. Yeah, they have one of those, and it's like this little red heart, and it's just this cute little detail that just is so beautiful. Yeah, this gets a 5. Queen. Presentation wise, 5. What are the other
taste criteria? Of milk tea / flavor.
I liked this.
Mm-hmm.
This was really, I don't know, I was not feeling the cinnamony thing.
Okay.
Because that was not present with mine, but it was very, it was not overpowering, but it was still pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It was really easy.
Really
on the easy. On the tongue.
Yes, ma'am.
On the taste buds. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know where that would fall. What are you leaning towards?
I liked it. Yeah, definitely different from what I've had in the past, as I've had like flavored things.
Yeah.
But I liked it was a nice like standard.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice just across the board.
So like a
4-ish? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then the boba itself,
mm-hmm.
This is so different. They're just so small.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't really know how I feel about that.
I'm kind of upset by it.
You didn't really like it?
No. I like having a struggle. Personally.
Sure, yeah. I'd have no idea how to describe this. I don't... You know what? I'm gonna go in the middle. I would give it, like, a 3.
Yeah.
Just because I think you... Like, I could be in different moods to really love it and mm-hmm. then really be like, no, I want the normal, like, the regular-sized ones. Because this makes it... It makes it so much... Yeah, you're right. It makes it so much easier to... drink.
Yeah, Yeah. Sorry. I was just like, yeah. What am I saying?
I know. We're really struggling through this, but it's really hard to explain this because it was just so different from what we're used to. So I'm just going to say, put it in the middle and give it a 3.
Okay.
Because I both liked it and I was both like, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We made it through that.
We did. Ratio of boba to tea.
I think because it's smaller, they gave more. There was more.
Yeah, definitely. I have finished mine, and I have a lot.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot, but, you know, it's definitely more than 10.
Oh, yeah, that's a left. I still have a bit left. I have, like, maybe a third left. I'm just a really slow... I think I just talk too much. sorry if I do. And there's still, like, a solid amount left, I think. I mean, I think it's a good amount. Like, it's pretty even. But at the same time, since they're smaller, I feel like with, like, one sip, I could get most of this.
Yeah.
So then it's like, oh, that's too much tea left. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's a really slippery slope this is on.
Queen.
So honestly, I'd put that, like, in the...
Yeah.
Middle range.
Yeah.
Just because I don't really know where it could go.
I think so also.
Like, it's not consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is, like, turning out to be one of our lowest rated ones.
Well, we still have to do overall and then
add it
all up.
That is true. Because I really liked it. Like, the flavor and all that,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. There's so many people walking out, slamming doors outside.
Jeez.
It's distracting me. I think I'll just, if I was just to throw in a number, I think I'd say 4.
Yeah.
Just because, like, it was really, like, I would go back.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, right across the street, a little bit past where we got, like, where we do COVID tests.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's on the same street.
Gotcha.
So, you know, it's a really quick little stop over there once you're heading back. I would go back.
Queen.
So, yeah, I'll say 4 just because then you're taking in all the other things that were not, like, that we didn't like as much about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Queen.
So, while you quickly do the math there, unless you have, is that everything?
Yeah.
Do I need to do a recap? Because I kind of don't remember. We had the flavor, which the flavor was a 4.
Mm-hmm.
A 4. And then we had the boba, was a 3 because it was in the middle of a lot of different emotions. The same with the ratio, because it was just not really consistent. And then we had presentation, which was a solid 5 out of 5, at least for me. And then the overall, which was a 4, because it was really good. Yeah. Is that all the time you needed for that? Or you still need
me
to vamp?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Oh, you're ready? Okay. Here we go. I'll do a little. You want me to do the drum roll?
Yeah. Our final score for T-Bar, is a 7.6 out of 10.
7.6 out of 10?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Where does that stand with the other ones?
That's the same. That is level with Pin Ming. So it is tied at second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Were you worried?
Was I worried?
Not like worried.
No. Do you want to like rank those two so we have a clear second place?
I can give you a little. What do you mean? Rank those two right now?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't have Pin Ming in front of me though.
I mean, from my memory personally, I would say this is better by a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, I don't know. I think it's like
the
little...
ambiance in the store better.
Yeah, it was really cute. They had a wall mural of a anime. I can't remember which one it was, but I recognized it. Oh my god, I don't know anime.
That's okay.
There was like what's the one with this, like, the one character, I think he has like a red shirt and like the straw hat type thing. Don't you like watch anime with your brother?
I could not tell you that one. I watched JoJo and that's it.
I think
it.
It's like
JoJo
One
and Naruto.
Punch, but not One Punch
One
Man.
One Punch Man?
Not One Punch Man.
What do you mean?
I can't. I don't know. I think there's pirates.
I think it's pirates.
With red shirt?
Yeah. No, just look up One Punch.
One Punch Man. No,
anime. That's gonna do One Punch Man.
Was he bald?
I don't know. I can't help you.
You're doing well.
I'm sorry.
No, it's good.
But I thought it was really cute. And it was kind of, like, the lighting was, like, interesting. It was, like, a little dim, but not really dim.
Look for it.
And the menu was all colorful. It was really cute.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. It's nice ambiance. It's not really a part of our scoring thing, so I didn't really say anything. But, yeah, it's cute. It's good. Cute.
Love.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, we've done three.
That's crazy.
That's amazing. Look at us.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. We have about, like,
70 million left.
No, I was about to say we have like maybe 4-ish, 5-ish minutes left.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to think that we're going to be going home in like less than 20 days.
Yeah.
Around like 18 days. Oof.
It's wild.
I don't like thinking of that.
No.
I don't want to leave.
You don't want to leave?
I know my mom's listening to this and she's probably like, oh no.
She's like, oh, Elizabeth, we're so ready for you to come home.
This is great. This is so great. Mm-hmm. Although I am excited because then I see all my friends from back home and that's going to be very exciting. But it's just so nice. It's just so nice living in like an apartment type vibe thing. Yeah. This is not an apartment, but I mean, this could be an apartment.
Yeah. Tiny baby apartment.
Yeah. It's just nice living in like having a bunch of people around at all times. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's just a me thing, but yeah. I'm just like a bit of a socialist.
Holy, no, wait. Elizabeth?
That's a little bit of a socialist.
No.
Okay. No.
Take it back.
All right. I'm a social person. Yeah. I think I meant to say social-ish.
Why not just say extrovert? That's a lot better.
I don't know. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
I'm a socialist.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, no, sorry. That's not what I meant to say.
Good.
Yeah. I really don't know where to go from there.
That's where we should end it for today.
Yeah. You know what? And on that note, I'm a social person.
There you go.
That's you. Wow. I'm going to plug the Instagram really fast.
Oh, that's a good idea.
If you want to, follow us on Boba Babes Podcast on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
No capitalizations.
No capitalizations. Yeah. Just Boba Babes Podcast.
No spaces, no nothing.
Just go give us a follow if you want to.
Throw it all in one. Yeah. If we get more traction on that Instagram, you know, maybe we'll make some polls, maybe some suggestions, questions.
Wow.
We could do a Q&A on this. Oh my goodness.
That would be so cool.
Oh my God.
I would feel like such a real YouTuber because, like, at least it was my dream. When YouTubers do like Q&As. Oh, yeah.
Hey guys, we're doing
Q&A. Hey guys, we're doing the Q&A because like that's when they didn't have any ideas for what to make for their videos. So then they were just like, I'm going to do a Q&A because like everyone wants to know.
Everyone wants a Q&A.
Everyone wants to know what my answers would be to personal questions.
Do you sleep with socks on?
No.
Okay. Just wondering.
No. Disgusting.
It's like a Q&A.
Yeah. Because at least it was one of my dreams growing up of like being a YouTuber. That'd be so sick. Great. I mean, apparently it's like really a toxic environment, but that'd be so sick, man.
It'd be fun.
Yeah. So I live out my dreams thanks to you people giving
the questions.
It is us. We have a partnership here.
Exactly.
And on that note, I think we're gonna wrap it up. This was Boba Babes. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, I am Elizabeth.
And I'm Anna.
Yes, you are. And I'm so sorry. And we will see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.